This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
There is a lot going on around the NFL. A very good edge rusher released. One is looking for a trade. We've been talking about it today and what it may mean for our Falcons. Also, Mike, we just got word about one Georgia coach that you will want to hear about. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it here on the show within the next 20 minutes. 404-726-0929. That is the numbers we broadcast live from State Farm Arena, guys. We're down here on a Thursday, 5 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. And, of course, we're down here for 92.9 The Game Night. We just had Steve Holman stop by. Big shout-out to Steve. He just had a birthday pass. And he was saying, hey, what are you guys going on tonight? Well, think the first half.
Hey, man, look for us somewhere, I guess in the first half, and we'll be out there, maybe with a microphone, maybe not.
Probably not.
What do you think I'm going to say? What, is it me? It's never you. Because you know, you're going to play by the rules.
It's never you.
It's never
it's
you.
Me.
It's always me.
It's me.
You know, I'm going to be the one that's going to say something stupid and get in trouble.
It's so, never you.
They're gonna, if they give me a microphone, they're going to turn it on. You know, it's like, but anyway, hey, man. Yeah, hanging out here at State Farm. We'll get into a number of subjects. You said, Carl, it's also got to be a busy day. But there's just nothing breaking with the Falcons as far as the news we're waiting to hear about. You heard about the Cowboys restructuring. We've heard about other teams moving money around to create cap space. But all we heard today is that Liam, the long snapper, is going to stick around for a few more years.
Who?
Liam.
Come on, man.
Me and Liam, we're going to beat you in the finals. Remember, Jesus.
Yes, exactly. But this is the news we're reporting right now. I need hardcore news. I need cuts. I need releases, Mike. I need savings. I need to know what we've got to spend in free agency. That's not news.
The Falcons sent out an official press release, Carl.
Yeah. Liam McCullough, let me tell you, you have no idea. There's only so many people. I was one of them.
Okay.
Who could do a spiral upside down. It's a very...
I'm not giving him enough credit.
Much like Liam Neeson, Liam McCullough has a very specific skill set.
Yes, he does. But that is what we're talking about. All right, we need to get into the Nick Bosa or the Joey Bosa situation. Right. Here's the deal. Chargers released Joey Bosa today. He's going to be a free agent. He can sign anywhere immediately, okay? The irony to all of this is that you say Joey Bosa, and if I just ran up to a football fan on the street on Peachtree and said, Joey Bosa, you'd be like, is he here? Is he coming? You're thinking about the Joey Bosa 7 years ago.
Right.
Not the Joey Bosa we've been watching the last few seasons. And by the way, their head coach, do you trust what Harbaugh does in the NFL? Knows what he's
yes.
doing?
Yes, he does.
You don't let go of a guy unless you know or don't trust that he can get the job done. I trust that Harbaugh feels like his time has passed. We can do better, and so we're going to go ahead and allow you to be a free agent. I don't want another 30-something-year-old a guy that's on the decline, Mike, which is what
right.
we got in Judon last year.
Yeah, and guys, if Joey Bosa wants to come play for the Falcons for $8 million, sure. But he's not. He's going to want a big money contract. He's going to want one more big bite of the apple.
That's right.
And that's where that's why we're getting to. If you want to say, I'll trade with the Bengals for Trey Hendrickson, okay.
I'm with that.
Because that's a guy who's putting up numbers, what, 14 and a half sacks 2 years? This guy's putting up numbers, and he's healthy, right? He's 30, and Bosa's about to be on the wrong side of 30, but he's producing. Bosa didn't produce. Bosa started 18 games the last three seasons. So, but because, to your point, Carl, he's a brand, we got guys just going bananas, and we got to run, don't walk, and go get a guy who can't stay healthy to come here and do what Judon just did.
And Judon, by the way, is going to be let go. We said this. D. Alford is another guy that the Falcons are going to move on from. Okay. Is that news? Because we felt like that was going to possibly happen.
Right.
Okay, so those things are going to play out. I am more concerned with some of the other guys on this team that are making significant money that could affect the cap and could help us achieve our goal of going out and acquiring some other talent. Real quick about Trey Hendrickson. He is an edge rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. If you are a football fan, you're going to say to us, Dukes and Bell, the Bengals defense wasn't any good. No, but he is.
Right.
And you have to understand sometimes in the context of some of these defenses, just like Jesse Bates, ask around the NFL. People will say the Falcons defense wasn't any good, but Jesse Bates is hell. He's really good. Trey Hendrickson since 2020, Mike, double-digit sacks. And this guy's been consistent. It's what I'm looking for. 17 and a half sacks? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's insane. I mean, that, even, you know, go back to John Abraham. We've talked about guys. You know the history of this team. That's why I would take him, because he's healthy. Yes, he could become unhealthy this season, but right now he's healthier than Joey Bosa. And Bosa, as we said, guys, Bosa is not going to come here for nothing.
No.
And with the money and getting burned by Judon and everything, I've had enough experiences like, no, thank you. I watched a lot of Charger games this year. We saw the Chargers here this year. He's not the same guy. So you're thinking about now, if this is a time, if you could tell me Joey Bosa was having a contract impasse with the Chargers 5 years ago.
Different story.
6 years ago. Yeah.
Different
take story. Him. Bear in a minute.
Different story. I'm right with you. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Those are just two guys, two different places, I believe. And we've got to be smart. Like, I don't fault Terry for attempting to go out and get Judon last year because it's something we needed. But we got to be smart as we move forward in how you want to build this defense. This was a pressing need last year, and you said, hey, why not go get a vet? Sure, we'll give him a third-round pick. This guy's got some history.
Right.
It didn't work. So if you do it again, you got to have consistency and performance and proof that a guy has been really good, not coming off of an injury, that he's been really good the last 4 or 5 years. That's Trey Hendrickson. Mike, let's talk about Kirk Cousins real quick. Because today somebody asked us, why couldn't he be on this team when the season starts?
Right.
We're telling you we don't know if that's not going to be the case. The Falcons are saying we are comfortable, and again, that's a word they use, but I get it. They are okay with him still being here as the backup because they're using that as leverage to hopefully move him and have him on the roster when a team needs a quarterback, whether it be a devastating injury in camp, whatever happens. But why is it not okay for him to be on this team?
Guys, he misrepresented the facts, also known as lying. I mean, he was asked time and time again, as things went south for him, are you healthy? And he said to the media, I'm not injured, I'm healthy. When he did actually show up with a shoulder issue the week of the Broncos game, he said it was a clerical error. We played that soundbite for you a million times. So he was demonstrative to everyone that I am healthy because he didn't like Michael Penix Jr. being drafted. He thought he was coming to Atlanta in a situation where he'd have carte blanche for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And then he was as surprised as we were when Penix Jr. was drafted. Now, here's the situation. You've got to be able to be straight with your teammates and your coaches. If you can't give 100% effort, and I understand that nobody's 100% Carl midway through the season, but to sit there, misrepresent it, cost your team games. The Chargers game comes to mind immediately. And then you continue to say, I'm fine. Then you've got the temerity, also known as balls, to come as soon as the season wraps up in front of a national audience at the Super Bowl, go on a number of broadcasts and podcasts and tell everyone, oh, no, I was really jacked up. My arm was a mess after that Saints game, and I wasn't the same, but I'm good now. That's not a good teammate. That's a bad teammate. And I'm surprised that so many guys push back on this. So I don't think you want the controversy. I don't think you want the media asking about things because they'll continue. I know I'll continue to ask about it. We'll want to talk to Kirk if he's on that roster.
Sure.
So the risk, Carl, of keeping him on the roster to a post-June 12th, that way you don't have to have any interaction with the team. That's fine. But he couldn't be in that building in July and August. You buy that?
I buy it wholeheartedly. And it's why I don't think it's going to happen. But we're trying to make sense of what is a crazy situation. And I know many of you think this just doesn't make sense. If you're paying him, why not have him here? Right. Why not have him on the team? It goes deeper than that. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on as we're live down here at State Farm Arena. As we mentioned, Lauren Williams is going to join us, guys. We'll talk to her about the Hawks. They take on the Pacers tonight. Right. And we'll get her thoughts on the new guys and all the things that we've kind of gotten a feel on now and the play-in, because that's where it looks like the Hawks are going to be. These are two big games, man. If you can get Indiana twice tonight and then on Saturday, it would bode well for your standings. Obviously, Mike, they let one get away the other night when they had a game that they could have won against Milwaukee, and then I think they stole one against Memphis.
Right.
You know, you get a break, you get a fast break, a steal, and you make a huge layup by Caris LeVert. But we're going to talk to Lauren coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
And like, I don't want to be, you know, glass half empty. It is what it is. I think we're just going to kind of be living like this the next 20 games. I just think we're kind of one step forward, two steps back. Nights where you see Reese Hoshea just go off. You got that win you mentioned against Memphis. Other nights, look, it's just not there because the starting five are just not reliable night in, night out. But, man, Caris LeVert's been a revelation.
He has.
And I said to Carl yesterday, you know, he's on an expiring contract. What does your future roster look like? That's the kind of piece I want. I mean, he could be a hell of a sixth man for you the way he's playing right now for this team.
I agree. And you know, you need scoring off the bench. We always talk about this.
And you got to replace Bogey's production. We get that.
Yes, Bogey and Hunter for what Hunter was giving you. But Hunter replaced Bogey this year. Now you're looking forward to a guy to replace Hunter or two. Maybe even Terrence Mann. I know he's under contract, but I think the Caris LeVert situation is working itself out where they got to bring him back. I'm with you.
Hey, man, another thing, guys, real quick. As Carl mentioned, there's a big story about Georgia we're going to get into later in this big 5 o'clock hour. We've also been exploring today if we're not going to go edge and free agent. See, it's hard to have these conversations as radio hosts when we don't know how much money we've got to spend.
Well,
I'm not making excuses, but we can talk about DJ Reed, a corner who played for Jeff Ulbrich.
Yes.
We could talk about, you know what I want. I want, there's a couple of players that I would be really interested in. But certainly, I would love to get anybody from the Eagles who's not already signed back over here. You know, Josh Sweat to me would be a perfect fit. But it's hard to know where we stand because we don't even, technically right now, we don't have cap space to sign our draft class.
If they were to reach.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Structure, and they could be doing this. All of our vets who are currently under contract, we're talking about Grady, Lindstrom, Bates.
Right. Okay. So you're bringing Grady back.
This is the deal. Because, again, it's going to save you on the cap. If you still think he can play, and I do, it saves you on the cap. Okay? So you extend him.
Right.
His salary gets reduced, his cap number goes down, and it saves you overall money.
You move AJ Terrell's money, you move Lindstrom's money.
All the big players.
Jesse Bates.
That's exactly right. Guys, we could get to $50 million. But are you willing to do it? Are you willing to extend or restructure all of those guys? And what you're saying is, we believe that all these guys in 2 years are going to still be viable.
Well, if I'm Terry Fontenot, two ways of looking at this. You know, this is my mess I've made on the defense I'm trying to fix. But then the other side is, if I don't fix this, it's another general manager's problem anyway. You know? It's kind of like the mess he inherited from...
chips all in.
It's kind of like the mess he inherited from Dimitroff. We only had one or two ways to move the money, and then Julio wanted to raise, so Matt kept to be that guy. That's what Dak is right now with the Cowboys. Yeah, if I'm Terry, I'm doing everything you just said to create as much cap space as possible, as much impact you can make.
If they wanted to, they can do that. Yet, we haven't seen anything.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.